This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Maybe I need to tweet more and be on Twitter, because I got to tell you, every time Trump tweets, it is like Armageddon. I mean, the computers, my phone blow up. So now we have Donald Trump announcing a ban on transgender people in the U.S. military. And let's dissect this a little bit. And, you know, boy, is it, producing a firestorm. And, what Trump's doing is he's playing defense, and he's got to stop playing defense. All right. This is, we're about to make some headway with health care. We're about to make some headway with tax reform. And I don't know why now this transgender military spending, has to be, the big focal point, but it is. Okay. So basically what happened was, I believe this was it yesterday. President Trump said that he would ban transgender people from serving in the military in any capacity, announced on social media. I would like to see the actual quote. Here we go. After consultation with my generals and military experts, please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. He said, our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory, and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail. Now, forgive me for being naive, but that just doesn't sound like the way he speaks. Now, I understand if it's Trump's account and if somebody's tweeting for him, then that's technically his tweet. That just doesn't sound like his verbiage. That sounds a little, I don't know. You know, he's been over the past year or so trying to, maybe less than a year, you know, trying to soften things up with his tweets. So a very small part of me thinks this might not actually, you know, we could be looking at something. I don't want to use the word fake, but we could be looking at something that might be a little, embellished? I don't know. I need to look more into this. And I'm a little confused by this, where they say will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. That just doesn't sound like something anybody would say. Whoever wants to serve in our military, whoever wants to serve our country, if you are pro-military, if you are pro, if you're conservative, if you're liberal, if you're, you know, usually you're for that. That's something that you're for. And, I'm just a little shocked. It just doesn't sound like a tweet that would be coming out of Washington right now with everything going on in the focus. I'm not saying he was hacked, but something just doesn't sound right to me. Okay. But he said, after consultation with generals and military experts. Now, all right, they say Trump's defense secretary, retired General Jim Mattis, delayed the implementation of the plan to accept transgender troops by 6 months. The decision came one day before the deadline for the military to update its medical standards to accommodate transgender services. The six-month delay was requested by the Joint Chief of Staff that would allow a further review of how allowing transgender recruits to serve would affect the military's lethality, Mattis said in a memo. That review was due by early December. Mattis cautioned that at the time that the delay in no way presupposes the outcome. He wrote, since becoming the Secretary of Defense, I've emphasized that the Department of Defense must measure each policy decision against one critical standard. Will the decision affect the readiness and the lethality of the force? Put another way, how will the decision affect the ability of America's military to defend the nation? It is against the standard that I provide the following guidance on the way forward in accessing transgender individuals into military services. Now, this comes after President Obama, and again, this was the growing, the trend, and this was the culture of Obama, right? Saying, all right, guys, we're going to pay for everything. So the Obama administration said that the Pentagon would pay for gender reassignment surgery with the doctor's recommendation and approval from the military. It also said current transgender service members would be allowed to serve openly and that the Pentagon had a year to devise a plan for enrolling new transgender military service members. So Obama gets the credit for being progressive and saying, all right, guys, we're going to pay for this, we're going to whatever, but it's left the new administration to figure out how to make this work. Now, I haven't served in the military. I feel very inept as a result, you know, and it's my one regret. And I could still do it. If I wanted to, I could volunteer or, provide medical services to the military. And it is something I'm considering because I just, you know, my father served in the military. My grandfather was a military man. You know, I don't want to think it stops, you know, with my generation. You know, serving in the military has been something I believe most of our generations, I think every single generation we had in our family served in the military. And so to be the first generation in our family to not, it just bugs me. Now, in terms of, we've talked about, you know, women being in the military, women being on the front lines. I do think that we need to, so on one end, whoever wants to serve, whoever wants to die for our country, we do what we can for them. Okay, you don't say no to people who want to help, you know, fight for our country. On the other hand, if there are specific places where it could be an issue, and certain individuals, whether they're female, male, transgender, could possibly put certain troops at risk. For example, if they put somebody like me on a Navy SEALs team, I would mess that Navy SEALs team up. I don't mean to, but I don't think they would be able to keep their focus. You know, because I'm like super sexy. So, then I have to try to lift my big butt. So let's talk about this when we get back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Manny, who's working the dials, and Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to you all for tuning in each and every day. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are discussing a tweet coming from Donald Trump. Again, I can't verify it, but this is what's been hitting the news, where he wants to ban transgender people from serving in the military. He said he consulted with his generals and military experts, and please be advised that the U.S. government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. Said our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail. And again, I was kind of shocked by this because it's not a very politically correct and progressive statement coming from a president who has tried to show that he was pretty progressive. Ivanka Trump is very pro-LGBT rights. Many members of the GOP are. And so what's going on here? You know, so the first question is what are we paying for in the military, and how much money is it? Now, I remember we talked about prison systems having to pay for transgender surgery. I was under the impression originally, as many of us were, that when somebody goes through a transgender change and the surgery and the hormones, if they are incarcerated, the medications can't be stopped, and they need to stay on their medications, their hormones, etc. And that can be pretty costly. And so, and for those of you that watch Orange is the New Black, that kind of actually displayed it pretty vividly, where the transgender star, who I love, he's an amazing, and she now is an amazing actor, actress, one of my favorite characters. But you saw the transformation when they weren't getting the hormones that they needed. You start going through estrogen withdrawal, you hot flash, you know how grumpy I get, all right? Consider that 100 times. It's uncomfortable. It's a medical condition. You can even have something called globus hystericus. It could cause a variety of issues going through hormone withdrawal. And hormones are steroids. And as we know, you never want to stop steroids abruptly. And so I expected that there would be some medical costs in terms of maintaining somebody who needs to be on those medications, whether it's for transgender transitioning, whether it's for menopause, whether it's for somebody with low T. If people need medical care, they need medical care. The debate, though, ensued a while back as to starting from scratch and putting the thousands upon thousands and thousands of dollars per patient that it would take for various transformations of transgender transition. And I'm not sure where many prisons stand now on that, but it was a covered benefit. So in the military, what's going on here? You know, what are they spending money on? Who is going through, quote-unquote, new transitioning as opposed to maintenance transitioning in the military? Is that an option where while you're in the military and serving and you wish to now undergo your treatment, you can? Just like somebody wanting to undergo any other medical treatment? You know, the debate that has been the focus of this, which nobody's really discussed, but is a focus, is transgender transitioning cosmetic or medical? Most will argue it's medical because living in a body that you don't want to live in is detrimental to your health. Many would say, well, it's psychological. If you don't like your breasts or you want breasts or you don't like a penis or you want a penis, etc., you know, these things are not life or death. It doesn't have to do with cancer. It doesn't have to do with cardiac stents. You know, why isn't that considered elective? So that's going to be debated, and we'll see what happens as, you know, healthcare reform changes. But, you know, who knew that they were dealing with this to such a degree in the military? Now, according to Scientific American, they say that the costs would be minimal. They say a June 2016 study from the RAND Corporation, R-A-N-D, estimated that there were between 1,300 and 6,600 transgender active duty service members out of the 1.3 million service members in total, and noted that not all of them would seek treatment related to gender transition. The study also estimated that the costs associated with medical care for gender transition would only increase military healthcare expenditures by between $2.4 million and $8.4 million each year. They estimate that to only be 0.04% and 0.13%. They say as for the disruption caused by gender transitions, the study found that fewer than 0.1% of military members would actually seek treatments that could delay deployments. Now, in September 2015, a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine reached similar cost estimates. The study estimated that there were about 12,800 transgender service members who would be eligible for medical care, but it hypothesized that fewer than 200 would require care for gender transition each year, based on the percentage of transgender people who sought such care outside of the military and the percentage of, and this is Australian, service members who sought transition care. Now, the overall estimated cost of the Pentagon was $4.2 million to $5.6 million. And the study author called little more than a rounding error in the military's $47.8 billion annual healthcare budget. So when the Obama administration announced last year that the Pentagon would cover gender reassignment surgery, as long as there was a doctor recommendation and approval from the military. The Pentagon had to devise a plan of making this happen. So what I'm getting, and, you know, some of you school me, I have a poll up right now on Facebook, and it looks like we're getting a lot of responses right now. How does the Pentagon do this? How does the military do this? Are we overdue? You know, we were talking about submarines being only fitted for men, and we have women that want to serve on a submarine. You know, is it time to start having, you know, submarines that allow for female, male, transgender? Is this something that, you know, just has to be done? Or are our military budgets so scarce and, you know, we have such a tight budget that we need a men only or nothing? Let me see here. All right. So according to your guys' comments, Chris said that this transgender ban is the easiest way to control us and to divide us. Kurt says good. Will says, as a 10-year Navy veteran, former Navy brat, and a family history of servicemen and women, I have always agreed that a proud military is no place for leftist social experiments. Russell writes, this is great news for a military personnel. Denise said, if surgery is wanted, does that mean the taxpayers have to fund it? Christine says, conform to the few and not the majority. That's the Obama way. Majority, that's the American way. Our military never should have become a social experiment. Lindy, only for their own protection. My ex-husband told me that in Vietnam, a lot of guys were shot by their own men, so it was really important to be able to get along with everybody else and not stand out. Now, there's tons more of your responses, and please call in at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, and I'll read more of your comments later. I don't know what the answer is. You know, we are a society now where we do not discriminate if somebody loves somebody and that's what they want to love, whether it's male or female. We don't discriminate if somebody was born into a body that they don't want to be in. If there is a female that wants to wear male clothes, that does not want to be a female anymore. And look, being a female, if somebody does not want to be female anymore, I could see why. Okay, it's not very fun, you know, having boobs and dealing with periods and so if somebody really wanted to go through the transition, I mean, look at how many people. We need to stop for a second. You know, you don't have a lot of transgender transitioning as much as you would think you would, but look at how many tweaks people do. How many women get hysterectomies because they can't stop bleeding? How many women get reconstruction on their breasts? How many men, go through changes? You know, we are transitioning in a variety of ways. We may not be gender transitioning. I mean, I'm glad I'm a woman. You know, I love being married to Corey. There's a lot of things on my body I would like to change, but I'm fortunate. I was born into a body that I could live with. You have a lot of people out there that can't. And what do you do when somebody really, really wants to serve their country? Do we need to have transgender, separate troops? But we don't want to separate. We don't want to, start segregation either. So I don't know what the answer is. And this is going to be debated far longer in years to come. 1-877-DOCDALI.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared, and to do it, you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We'll get some more of your comments on the transgender ban in the military, but we got to talk about other news. So it looks like yesterday the Senate passed something. That kind of blew my mind. Apparently, the Senate agreed to open debate on repealing and replacing Obamacare through their quote-unquote skinny bill. Yeah, like a little skinny bill. Skinny. From what I understand, this little quote-unquote skinny repeal bill, I guess that's how you have to do things. You know, everybody wants to be skinny. Everybody wants to look good. Like, if I did a skinny bill, maybe I'll lose some weight. But apparently, the skinny repeal bill eliminated the long-awaited repeal of the individual mandate. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. The employer mandate, woo-hoo, And it would also remove a tax on medical device manufacturers. Now, before we get excited, okay, remember, you know, with every, you know, force, there's an equal and opposite force. So there's a force coming. All right, beware of the force. We got a force coming with this one. But they did something. They did something. So now they could work on other things. Buys them a little bit more time. Apparently, according to NBC News, by voting on a partial repeal bill, Republicans could avoid heated debates within their party over cuts to Medicaid, subsidies for private insurance, and which Obamacare regulations to change or eliminate. Now bought them some time. All right? But right now, this skinny repeal doesn't mean it's the law of the land yet. Okay? Right now, it's a placeholder. From what we understand, broader legislation that has to happen down the line. Now, dropping the individual mandate, and I thought they really weren't going to impose the tax this time around. I'd love to hear from any of you if you still got penalized this year for not having the not having health insurance. I'd like to know, because we were under the impression that Trump said, guys, hold off, you know, just you know, lay low on this. I just don't know, because again, it was still the law of the land. If the IRS is like, no, we can still collect the money, why not? But scrapping the mandate, all right, which is something that was job killing, is going to start the demise of Obamacare. All right, if you now are not fearful of your multiple $100 fine or however much you have to pay, you may really not be that inclined to go and buy a crappy insurance. Because remember, the insurance premiums and the insurance plans still suck. And that hasn't changed. And so the liberal way of, well, we're going to threaten you, so you buy one, at least we got rid of the threat. Which is nice. I don't think we should live under threats. I think we should live under incentives, not threats. So getting that threat out of there was something that I was extremely happy about. But, you know, less people are going to buy the crappy plans. Maybe that's good. Now, what about the employer mandate? This employer mandate, that's going to tick a lot of people off. From an economic standpoint, it's brilliant. You don't punish the employers. You incentivize them. And I've said this. For every employer that hires somebody full-time, give them a $1,000 tax credit. For every employer that insures that employee, give them another $500 tax credit. You give an employer, and I don't care how much. It all depends on what they make or whatever, but I don't care how much, but you give an employer a huge tax break for every single full-time employee they insure, they're probably not going to just hire part-time anymore. And we could shift back from all this part-time work back to full-time work. People don't want to work half a dozen jobs in multiple different places. They don't want to do that. It's a bull crap. So that's a huge plus. Now, with this skinny repeal, I don't believe they talked about incentivizing employers. So when they got rid of the, when they said, look, all right, guys, employers, you don't have to insure your employees anymore. You're not going to be fined. Are we going to run the risk of employers saying, yay, hallelujah, praise the Lord, this health insurance is so expensive? Great. We don't offer health insurance. If you don't want a job here, go look somewhere else. Now, in the long term, in the long scheme of things, we really need employers out of our health insurance. You and I do not want our employer to be making decisions, switching our plan, knowing our business. And they say, oh, they don't know our business. Yeah, they do. Because you have to fill out forms. You have to file claims. They do have access to our business. Maybe not our pap smear results, but we have to fill out forms for human resources. And which needs to go away, by the way. But employers should not be in the equation. The big problem we had, and I've said this millions of times, back in 2008, is when people lost their job, not only was that a big whammy, but they lost their health insurance too. So that's two double whammies. That's a double whammy. See, two means double. Why get spanked and then spanked again? If you lose your job, your insurance should be completely separate, not even related to that. Our insurance should be, in a way, in our full control. Now, how do you do that if you don't have a job? Like, it's tricky. We need to have affordable health plans out there. We need to have, from the beginning, you know how we start putting money away for Social Security and Medicare, etc.? From day one, we need to be putting money away for either health savings account or health costs, etc. But telling your employer at, I don't know, ABCDE company to continue to pay for your insurance, or threaten that if you don't pay for that full-time insurance, that, you know, you're going to get fined. It encourages employers to go, well, you know what? I don't really need this many employees. Let's downsize. Why not? And that's what they did. They downsized. This rise of automation was always going to happen. But I think this was the impetus to, encourage mass innovation when it comes to that. In a robot and an automated machine or a computer, you don't have to purchase health insurance for. Yeah, you have to purchase an IT contract, but it's a hell of a lot cheaper. So you don't have to purchase health insurance. You don't have to purchase workers' comp. You don't have to deal with lawsuits. You don't have to deal with discrimination issues. You don't have to deal with call-outs and them not being there at work. You know, people have become less desirable to have in an employment setting. Now, from a customer service standpoint, you and I would rather talk to a person. I would rather talk to a bartender serving me my drink than just getting my drink out of a machine. But you have a lot of consumers that are like, no, great, then I don't have to tip. I get my drink exactly the way I want it, you know, and they aren't going to cheat me. So you have some people that really want things computerized. I don't. I like special orders. You know, can you add a maraschino cherry to my drink? Can you not crush the cherry in the old fashioned, but can you let it, like, you know, sit on top? And can you flirt with me for another 10 minutes? So for me, I want the sexy bartender. Absolutely. But, a lot of people, they're like, you know what? I'm fine. I get to pay less. My food costs less because I just have to input it into a computer. If I input it into a computer, I get to save a couple bucks. People want to save money these days. So scrapping the mandates is a move that we have to make from an economy standpoint if we wanted to encourage more hiring and if we wanted to stop this whole idea of threats versus incentives. But there's going to be some ramifications when it comes to our health insurance, and most likely the premiums will rise. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Chipotle's back in the news. As you heard a few days ago, another norovirus outbreak has been linked to Chipotle, and I believe the same location? They say multiple customers who ate at Sterling, Virginia Chipotle complained of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. These symptoms are consistent with the highly contagious norovirus. Norovirus has impacted Chipotle restaurants before. We've also seen norovirus affect cruise lines, cruise ships. Chipotle said after completely sterilizing the location, they conducted an investigation to determine the cause of the outbreak. On a call with Wall Street, analyst Tuesday evening, CEO Steve Ells said a breakdown in the company's sick policy was the culprit. We believe somebody was working while sick. In response, Ells, another Chipotle executive, said they are drilling with employees that cannot work while contagious. The company's employees will undergo another round of comprehensive communication and training to make sure everyone working at Chipotle understands how to prevent another similar outbreak from occurring again. Ells called the new messaging strategy relentless training. Now, hold the phone for a second here. Okay. Chipotle is one of billions of businesses out there, okay? Why only they have this repeated issue? Because somebody came to work sick. People come to work sick all the time. They shouldn't. And I'm wondering if maybe it's all the food is out there, and maybe it's you need to, when you have a restaurant, follow one of those, restaurant food handling for dummies. So somebody like me that has never handled food before, whether I'm sick or not, won't be touching the food, yet getting it prepared and ready to be out there. I mean, Chipotle, it's a restaurant like any other restaurant. It has kind of not really a buffet style issue, but they have, from what I understand, the last Chipotle I've been in, I haven't been in there for a while. There's all these ingredients, and you tell the person behind the counter what you want. The person has a glove on. They grab those ingredients just like at a Subway, just like at any other place. And see, what I want to know is, noroviruses will spread throughout a cruise ship like nothing. It's a fast-moving virus. People get nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. They could become dehydrated. It could be pretty, pretty bad. It's a bad one. But look at how many buffets are out there open to the public. So I could go to a buffet. Somebody before me could be sick, touch the food. I go and grab my food. I don't get sick. Now, in theory, you can get sick, but why only Chipotle? Why aren't we hearing, well, there was a buffet, and, well, because maybe other places are on top of who's touching the food. But you have hundreds of people touching the food at these buffets. Yet Chipotle, you have one worker, and that one worker caused... Now, true, that one worker, caused people to get sick. But I just don't understand why Chipotle is the only one, really having this issue. Unless it's the only one that's getting the media attention. Maybe this happens a lot more often. But I just think there's something else going on more than somebody coming to work sick. Because people come to work sick and they hide it. They hide it all the time. So then why aren't we seeing more of these outbreaks? So, while they're going through the relentless training, Ells defended the company's existing health protocols, calling them excellent and designed by leading experts. But those rules are only effective if employees follow them. We took swift action and made it clear to the entire company that we have a zero-tolerance policy for not following these protocols. Compliance with our procedures is non-negotiable and a condition of their employment. Now, remember, Chipotle suffered outbreaks of E. coli, as well as norovirus, back in 2015. It sickened hundreds of customers across about a dozen states. Okay, see, when I hear that, I'm thinking it's not the one employee coming to work. I'm thinking it's something they're doing with their food. It's some lack of ventilation or there's some place that's not being checked and balanced that's allowing an illness to get, multiple customers across a dozen states. They had to temporarily close restaurants all over the country. That's not one sick person coming to work. Last year, a U.S. attorney for California, the FDA, opened a criminal investigation looking into Chipotle's outbreaks. The company revealed Wednesday that the government subpoenaed Chipotle records of the latest outbreak as part of its investigation, and mice were spotted in a Dallas Chipotle. Rodents squeezed through the Chipotle, what Chipotle called a structural gap in the building. Now that was closed. So, Wall Street, I guess has seen that the company's stock has dropped about 14% this month. They had strong second quarter sales. Shares have grown nearly 3% in pre-market trading this week, but still, they've been having some issues. But this federal criminal investigation is some serious stuff. And I mean, you know, good for, you know, the government getting involved and looking at this. But it just, I'm just blown away why they're having all this bad luck. Now, remember, once you're on the radar, you're on the radar. So if you have an issue, you know, it's going to be, it's, you know, you're going to be watched. You're going to be audited. There was a restaurant in my town in Las Vegas where they had a salmonella outbreak. And I used to frequent the other restaurant that was near me. Well, after I think it happening twice, the company had to close. They just had to close. And, you know, what's really frustrating is in that particular case, if there really was one worker being stupid and being careless, it really screws it for all the other employees, screws it for the company, screws it for its customers that really love the restaurant. I loved this restaurant. It was so yummy, one of my favorite restaurants to go to. But if they don't know how to, you know, keep their employees from being, you know, unhygienic, it's a problem. Now, we just talked about this in a previous segment, okay, in terms of automation or robots, etc., you know, computerized. You know, how much longer do you think restaurants, especially like Chipotle, is going to want to put up with this? Right now, the investigation is being conducted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Central District of California and the U.S. FDA's Office of Criminal Investigations. The subpoena means the prosecutors are gathering evidence to present to a grand jury to possibly make an indictment against Chipotle. Now, you can't have a restaurant that sickens people. But what the hell is going on there? And if management can't control the employees and they can't get a handle on this, they're going to have to later move to a non-employee model. And, you know, restaurants are watching this. You know, they don't sit there and go, oh, Chipotle is a bunch of jerks, you know, whatever. They're probably like, wait a second. What are they not doing that we're doing? And are we possibly not doing the same thing? But people, if they run out of their sick leave, you know, somebody could say, well, Dahlia, just, you know, there should be ample sick leave. I like the idea of lots of sick leave. I think that's a great idea. The problem is a lot of people, they use their sick leave for non-sick stuff. And then what happens when they run out of their sick leave? They run out of their sick leave, they're going to show up to work sick. I don't know what the answer is. Now, maybe what you could do is where it's not a sick leave type thing is you get to work from home. Where don't come in, you don't have to give up a sick leave day, but you'll do work from home and not infect everybody. I don't know what kind of work you do for Chipotle from home, but, you know, who knows, maybe taxes. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.